USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chief operating officer of Warp Speed is hailing the progress of the effort to get vaccines out across America.
We are really doing well, in my opinion, in distribution. Over 14 million doses of vaccine have been distributed to date, and every day we push more vaccine out.
General Gustave Perna, speaking in Washington, D.C. during a press briefing, he continues.
In fact, this week we started not only pushing first dose vaccine, but we started pushing second dose vaccine for the Pfizer vaccine.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is the first senator to say he will object when Congress meets next week to certify the election results for President-elect Joe Biden. The results of the election were also challenged in 2005 and 2016. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Both the Nashville Metropolitan Police Department and the FBI were warned in August of 2019 that Nashville bomber Anthony Warner was building bombs in the RV he kept at his home. Nashville Police Chief John Drake saying,
they saw the RV in the backyard. Officers tried several times to get a response at the door. They knocked and knocked and knocked, but never made contact with Anthony Warner.
No motive has yet been determined for the Nashville bombing, which left Warner dead and three bystanders injured. Dawn Wells of Gilligan's Island fame is dead as a result of the coronavirus. She passed away today at the age of 82. She played Mary Ann on the show. Wells isn't just known for Gilligan's Island. She was on more than 150 TV shows in addition to many films. Wells also competed in the 1959 Miss America pageant as Miss Nevada. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The effort to recall a governor is picking up steam.
An effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom over his coronavirus restrictions received a large financial boost Tuesday from an Orange County firm. The campaign received a $500,000 donation from an Irvine-based consulting firm. California Congressman-elect Daryl Issa says Newsom needs to take the effort seriously. He tells Fox News that people are fed up with his restrictions.
It can happen. It can only happen if the governor continues to go in the wrong direction. You know, there's an old expression, if you want to get to the wrong place, keep going in the wrong direction. And, you know, at any time, he could choose to start empowering businesses rather than ordering them shut down. Tonight, I went to a restaurant that was open because most of our restaurants are open. They're observing social distancing, but they've had enough of his orders when, in fact, he doesn't even believe in them himself. And as you said, he goes to a very expensive restaurant with a lot of people and no mask.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A high school student kept a 3-second video of a 16-year-old girl saying a racial slur from 2016, only to post it online after she was accepted to attend her dream college. The now 24-year-old telling the New York Times he did it to teach her a lesson. The University of Tennessee pressuring the young lady to withdraw, which she eventually did. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.